Morning, Dr. Schmitz. It's heading a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham. This goes to Dr. Schmitz on 9/10/25. Mr. Markham performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. It was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 7/24/25. There's been some improvement. Period, new paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dale Milliken, M-I-L-L-I-K, and this goes to Dr. Connell. On 9/10/25, Mr. Milliken performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal under the severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/18/25. There's been a slight deterioration period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight deterioration. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Stevens. This goes to Dr. Hall on 9/10/25. Mr. Stevens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a severe degree there was obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/9/25, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Next, 12 lead EKG on patient James King, 9/10/25, Mr. King performed a 12 lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with first degree heart block. T waves are flat. Voltage was low compared to a prior EKG. No significant change, period. Next, 12 lead EKG on patient Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. On 9/10/25, Mrs. Burgess performed a 12 lead EKG period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. Period of paragraph impression, normal EKG. Thank you.